Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Northtown Volkswagen, Western New York's number one VW dealership. Shop online at northtownvw.com. And by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact footwear and apparel for hardworking men and women.
Football Friday here on WGR, getting ready for Sunday Night Football. NFL season opened last night with the Sunday Night Football team in Philadelphia. They make their way here for Bills Ravens, and we're going to talk about it with Chris Brown, lead play-by-play of the Buffalo Bills on the Bills Radio Network. And, of course, you'll hear the game here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brownie, good morning. Welcome to another exciting season. And, you know, one of these years, it's going to be the year. Why not this one, right?
I'm on board. Let's do it.
That's right.
Right? It's yep. Just that easy.
Yeah. Let's hope. Well, the matchup right out of the gate is not an easy one. You know, every team's an NFL team. You're tough matchups, but Baltimore presents a lot of challenges. You know, these two teams met in the playoffs last year, close game. And I wonder, you know, I feel like Bills fans are eager to see this new look defense, but they kind of have to wait a little while to see the new look defense because they really are missing a bunch of pieces in this opener, this big test.
Yeah, Tre'Davious White not trending upwards, at least not yet. You know, you can cross your fingers for today, but hasn't been able to practice. It certainly was a good sign that Christian Benford practiced fully yesterday. Hopefully he can follow that up with another full day of practice today, and then he should be available for the game. But, yeah, it's been a little disjointed on the back end due to lack of player availability because of injury, and I think the pressure is going to be on the defensive line to take some of the heat off of the back end and get some pressure on Lamar Jackson, force him into some hurried throws, and really, you know, stop the run to set up long down and distance situations. So the onus is on, you know, the heavily invested defensive front, three new free agents, two of which aren't available, two to suspension, and then three new draft choices. That's where the pressure lies, I think, guys, in this one, to take the heat off the back end, which might be a little shorthanded.
How much of that is up to Bosa for you, given that a couple of the other guys are rookies, unless you've seen one of those rookies that makes you think that, like, right out of the gates, we should expect that that player is going to be performing?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you come in with a resume like his, there are expectations. You know, injury history, put that on the side. I mean, the guy is a preeminent pass rusher, and they're expecting him to be that for them this year. It feels like he's been around forever, and, you know, he's only 29. I mean, when the Bills signed Von Miller, he was 32, going on his 33rd birthday. This is a younger player. Yes, he has an injury history, but I think everybody's hopeful that, you know, he can put a good, healthy season together, and if he does, you know, you're expecting double-digit sacks from him. So, yeah, I think they're expecting an early and noticeable impact.
To the defensive line on the interior, you know, you have some returning vets, Daquan Jones, Ed Oliver. With Sanders and Deion Walker, you know, what do you feel like should be expectations for them early here? I feel like with Walker, he's really impressed in camp. Just because the injury coming in, maybe people had a bit of a, I don't know, just a realistic how long it might take him to come back. But the fact that he got kind of cleared full go and has really flashed in the preseason, I feel like Walker is, I don't know if ahead of schedule would be the right way to say it, but I'm eager to see him out there along with Sanders, of course.
Yeah, they've got a lot of learning to do, and I think they'd tell you that if you ask them. They're not going to have it all figured out, especially in week one against an opponent of this caliber. There might be some times where they get fooled on a play or they over-pursue, or they don't recognize a screen when it's coming. But the talent is obvious. And I've been encouraged by the way those two players come to practice every day and work. That leads to better results, improving their game, and that's part of the player development that's been so prominent here over the years under Sean McDermott's coaching staff. The players get here and they get better. So they come in with an enormous amount of talent, but then that talent is honed and groomed, and it really turns players into difference makers, and I think those two will be difference makers. You know, maybe not right out of the chute, but I think they'll be noticeable on Sunday. They are a handful in there, and it's a heck of a rookie tandem coming in with your second wave on defense.
You have a kind of game you expect here, teams to commit to the run, kind of take the air out of the ball, possession game or shootout? You have a vibe on this one?
Yeah, I Steve and I were talking about this on One Bills Live yesterday. You know, with the shorthanded nature or the anticipated shorthanded nature of the back end of the defense for the Bills, we're kind of wondering if Buffalo takes a similar approach to the one they took in the playoff game, guys. Like, they ran the ball 36 times in the AFC divisional playoff, and I think it's because they knew they were a little deficient on defense. Now, I think the defense as a whole is improved, but because of the unknowns of the secondary in terms of player availability, you wonder if they take a similar approach to kind of shorten the game and, you know, essentially put together long drives, limit the number of possessions for the Ravens offense.
And they did that effectively in the playoff game. The last two drives, I think like 11 plays and 10 plays, and it was just you know, sometimes 3 yards in a cloud of dust is used to, you know, slam an offense for not being very effective. But it's pretty much what they did in the playoff game, and it did work in the way they wanted to, getting all the way down to the 2 yard line before they ultimately kicked the field goal to go up.
Yeah.
So,
and that was the number one run defense last year, guys.
Yeah, they showed a commitment. And the same three backs are back. I had someone ask me if I thought this year, James Cook, now that he's got the contract, will he see a little larger role? Will he see more carries? And my answer to that was no, Chris. I wonder if you feel the same. That they just kind of like what they've got with those three and would expect pretty close to the same as what we saw from that group last year.
Yeah, and when Josh Allen says, you know, Ty Johnson's the best third down back in the league, I tend to think he's not coming out on third down.
Yeah.
So I do wonder, though, does Joe Brady find a more creative way to incorporate James Cook into the third down package? Maybe he split out wide. Maybe they have split backs and Ty stays in for protection and James, you know, goes out on a, you know, a check down route or whatever it is. Because I think it was unfortunate that with the team down by three with 2 minutes left in the game in the AFC Championship game, that James Cook was not on the field when he was one of the most dynamic weapons that was working in that game. I understand you have certain personnel for certain situations, but, I mean, it's the AFC title game. Get James on the field in some capacity. I'm curious to see if Joe Brady gets a little more creative and decides to utilize him in a different way on third down.
Yeah, the other thing that happened in that playoff game was they didn't take any shots down the field after there was one on the first drive. But they didn't need to, and like it kind of played into their strategy was they're going to make mistakes, we're not going to. So like Coleman doesn't really have much in that game, or Cooper or Hollins either. And Coleman's got this injury that he's dealing with a little bit, Chris. But Palmer coming in, I wonder if the game script is different. Maybe the Bills feel like they have to take a couple more shots because, again, it's just something they did not do in that playoff game.
Yeah, and it's hard to do that league-wide because everybody kind of plays top-down defense now, especially against elite quarterbacks. And it's hard to, you know, get defenses to a point where they will bite up. But if you're running it effectively enough, yeah, maybe you can get an extra guy in the box and catch him in a single safety high, and you like your matchup and you take a shot. It's going to be interesting to see how these two coordinators operate against two defenses that I anticipate are going to try to keep everything in front of them.
Chris, it also marks the last year at current Highmark Stadium. How much of are you feeling that? Like the farewell tour of sorts?
Yeah, it hasn't really hit me yet. I think as we get further into the season here, like once the calendar turns to November and you suddenly realize like, oh, geez, there's only three regular season games left in this place, I think that's when I'll kind of be waxing a bit more nostalgic, along with, you know, presumably a lot of other fans at that point. That's when I think it's really going to hit that, you know, we're running out of games in this place. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, Sunday is the last home opener ever.
Do you have a favorite home opener?
I think it's always going to be 2003 for me.
Patriots 31-0.
31-0. Brady with four interceptions. Nate Clements with an absolute lights-out hit on Brady. In that game, I could still see Sam Adams running to the end zone, high-stepping in the last 3 yards, you know, doing a little strut there. And I know I've told you guys this before, that is still the loudest I have ever heard that stadium. I mean, that's back when the press box was at midfield.
Yep.
And the glass on the press box was literally vibrating because it was so loud.
I just love
– that's probably mine.
Yeah, I just love that inside of a cheer for a pick six, when it's caught by the big man, you can kind of hear the gasp of the crowd. It's like, oh, my – it's him. Let's see if we can get
this. He's running.
Yeah, like, look at this.
And he might make it.
Yeah, right. It's joy and disbelief at the same time, so – all right, Chris Brown joining us here on this Football Friday. Chris, thanks for the time. Enjoy the game, and we'll chat about it on Monday. We'll wrap it up.
All right, we'll see you guys out there Sunday.
Yep, Chris Brown, play-by-play man of the Bills. Of course, you can hear him on One Bills Live. Football Friday. Chris Brown's appearance on Football Friday is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Northtown Volkswagen, Western New York's number one VW dealership. Shop online at northtownvw.com. And by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. One quick note here. We owe you who's got to get results. You know, we talked to Andy Major in the 8 o'clock hour. 8 o'clock, so we're going to, you know, throughout the football season, do who needs to get results. Brought to you by Dan Chacha Attorneys. Who needs to get results? It's Dan Chacha. Don't worry. Chacha's gotcha. And as we kind of lay that out with Chris there, someone on defense, whether it's the front, someone's got to make life tough, because I think we're all kind of feeling this defense that we're waiting to see the next version of it. It's missing key pieces, suspensions, injuries, and going to be pieced together. The defense going to have to find a way to get their stops, and I'm a little nervous about coming in Monday and people calling saying, like, they gave up 32? Fire McDermott. Like, he's got as tough a task as maybe anyone in the league this week. Would that be unfair? You have so many pieces missing on defense for week one.
Yeah.
And you're not playing the Dolphins. You're not playing multi-dimensional force. So
it's a total pick your poison offense.
Yep. And you're at home.
The idea of stopping everything, even the playoff game, was an example of this. You are not going to stop everything.
Yep.
You got to pick which thing you're going to kind of let them have.
So someone on the defense got to do it, got to get results. It's brought to you by Dan Chacha, Injury Attorneys. Don't worry, Chacha's gotcha. All right, 803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Open phone lines pretty much the rest of the way. We'll get your calls in. SCAF, the Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy, and much more to come here on Football Friday on WGR.